Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is
Hello?
Tamika, returning call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. How may I assist you today?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I was reaching out because I was trying to submit my claim for the week, but it was telling me that I couldn't. That it was suspended. Well, this was basically being like the first or second week that I would have filed. I'm not understanding how it was suspended. Hello? Hello?
Okay, what's your social security number, ma'am?
Ma'am,
Your social?
254-891-3317.
Okay, am I have your name?
Erica Campbell,
Okay. And your date of birth?
January 4th, 1994.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Campbell.
My phone's acting up. Just 1 second, I hit it. And your driver's license number?
831-7123.
Okay. And you need to file a new claim today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so you have, so it says you have to file your weekly claim. Says you have to file your weekly claim, ma'am. Have you filed it? It says you have to file your weekly claim.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so to file your weekly claim, you're gonna dial 1-800.
Yes, ma'am. When I did call that number, it told me to call this number because it said my claim was suspended. And then when I went online to try to file a claim, it said the same thing.
Did you report any wages?
No, ma'am.
So you want to reopen the claim? I guess we're open it. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, and do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I don't.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
I'm not sure your phone's breaking up.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
No.
And what was the reason for the break that you have in work?
I was terminated on July the 2nd.
No, no. The reason that you have not worked since your last file, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
The reason that you have not worked since you last filed a claim.
Like,
have you not been able to find a job yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No. What was the
so question? That's, so TAA benefits and TRA certification. TAA benefits is what's employed with a job and they relocated overseas.
Oh, no.
And the next one is TRA certification if they sent you to training. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
I mean.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's the telephone number for you?
256-893-7141.
Okay, and and what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay, and your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Not.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school. I went to some college.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Nope.
Okay, what is your address?
I'm sorry?
Your address?
8209 Kinley Way, Birmingham, Alabama, 35242.
That was 35202. 2542. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address, yes or no? Okay, and what's your occupation?
Medical office administrator.
What was that again? Okay.
Office manager.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no? And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Do I obtain work in my home?
No, in a union hiring hall. Were you in a union at work?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
15. Nope.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
17.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
Repeat.
Are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
And do you own a business, yes or no?
No.
Do you work for yourself, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And are you available for and seeking work in Alabama, yes or no?
Yes.
And you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation, is that correct?
Yes, which was, I think, July 2nd.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024, yes or no?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you. After you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, which you prefer.
I had put direct deposit on file last week.
Okay, so that's fine. And have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And you have to find your answers are true and accurate. And the law provides statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Huntington College, Jacksonville State University, Marion Military Institute, Talladega College, or none of the above?
Jacksonville State.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Gadsden, Athens, Tuscumbia, Selma, or none of the above?
Tuscumbia.
And which of the following colleges, which of the following cities have you attended college? Childersburg, Florence, Gadsden, Monroeville, or none of the above?
Gadsden.
And you hereby filed in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you certify under penalty of perjury you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, and the following expression, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also brought you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimants portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389, and the number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 through 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. and was filed online or by phone, you need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Acceptance to work search requirements are made for the following active union members who have submitted good proof of standing with their union, employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. And if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And your employer will be contacted regarding separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before the decision on your claim is made. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could cause denial and benefits. And for assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center. So this completes your claim today. Your transaction ID number is going to be 49009205. Okay, 49009205.
Perfect.
Okay, so anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. I'm at 1 Employment Claims. Have a good day. Bye-bye.